भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टां स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपां सागरजातां सहगणारघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश। नमा ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्तदेशतारिणे। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
Hare Krishna. So I welcome all of you for this Sunday feast program today at Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir. So we all saw this wonderful drama today, and a very instructive drama. In fact, one of the very famous anecdotes, you know, which highlights very important aspect in Krishna consciousness. As we all saw, how the king lost his finger, and he had a minister who was always, you know, fully absorbed in devotion service. So whatever would happen, he would always say that is Krishna's mercy. So when the king lost his finger, you know, he said this is Krishna's mercy, but the king could not understand that. So king, by fit of anger, he put him behind bars, though he was his closest associate. But then he later on realized, when he went back again to the hunting expedition, that he was saved because of that finger. And then he realized that it is because of the mercy of the Lord that he was saved. Then he had this another question. He said, if that was the case, then my sending the minister to prison, how that is mercy? So the minister explains that if I would have traveled with you, if I was out, you would have taken me with you. And if, because I was, if you were, you know, not to be offered, so then the next obvious person would have been myself, and I would have been beheaded. So this is actually the Lord's mercy. So, you know, a devotee really understands that. In this material world, as we all know, that when somebody has power in his hand, then he forgets that whatever he has received or he is receiving or he will receive is by the grace of the Lord. In fact, everything that we have in this world is by the grace of the Lord. But what happens when somebody gains power, for whatever reasons it may be? Maybe somebody has strength, somebody has the ability to do something very great which others cannot do, then, you know, pride goes into your head. Power makes you proud. We see in the Shastra the story of Hiranyakashipu, how he was so powerful. He thought that nobody can kill him. He had taken a life insurance from Brahmaji. He thought that he is going to be immortal, but then ultimately he was destroyed. What was there which was not there with him? We cannot make the sun rise from the west if we want to, but that Hiranyakashipu could do. If he wants a very nice environment, then he can make the demigods do that. That means all the demigods were under his control, which was not possible under any living entity, you can say. But Hiranyakashipu could do that. It seems all the demigods were afraid of him. Whatever Hiranyakashipu would do or say, they would always be on their toes. Just see whether, you know, is there any instruction from him. And that one person, Hiranyakashipu, had a child, Prahlad, you know, who did not agree to his orders. What he could have done, he could just ignored him, forget about it. I have so many others under my command. But then that one person made his life miserable. And ultimately that was the cause of his death. Ravan. What was there which was, you know, for him, like, say, he doesn't, you know, he is lacking. He had the most beautiful lady as his wife, as Mandodari. He had so many other wives who were very, very beautiful. He had held all of them captive under him. He had a palace made of gold, Swarna Lanka. But then, you know, ultimately, it so happened that Surpanaka told him that, you know, Sita would be a good wife for you. That particular person who had everything under his feet, he just got infatuated just by hearing about the beauty of Sita and went to kidnap her and wanted to make her his wife. And because he was not able to do that, he became completely frustrated. And everyone could see that, you know, he is going to be destroyed. His own brother, Vibhishan, told him that, you know, don't do this. You'll destroy not only yourself, but the entire clan, you can say, entire kingdom will be gone. And that's what happened. Just because he just wanted to have Sita as his wife, he wanted to just get married to Sita, who is none other but the Lord's consort. But the ultimate result was what? He was destroyed. Duryodhan. You know, he had the power. Of course, by deceitful mean, he usurped the kingdom. You know, Krishna came as a Shanti Dut, as a peace messenger, and said, just give them 5 villages, that's all. Was it so difficult for him? He would have just said, okay, take this, finish. And probably the Pandavas would have been happy, and Duryodhan also would have been happy. But Duryodhan wanted to have entirely everything for himself. He said, I will not give even a kingdom which is equal to the tip of a pin. And then the great war took place, Mahabharata. And then what happened? Ultimately, everyone had to lay down their lives. everyone means each and every person except the Pandavas. Bhishma Dev had to lay down his life. Dronacharya had to lay down his life. Karna had to lay down his life for him. Not only that, Duryodhan and his entire set of brothers, all the 100 sons, had to lay down their lives. Just why? Because he wanted that kingdom entirely for himself. He didn't want to compromise. So it is said that, you know, when you have that power, you have that pride. And His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, in one of his lectures, he was mentioning that how this pride leads to endless competition in this material world. You know, when somebody is proud, he wants to get everything that he can catch hold of in this material world. He just doesn't want, you know, something can be within his control, he would like to have that. He would not like to leave that aside. And said that, you know, when there is pride, there is more and more expectations. The expectations goes on increasing. You know, you want to acquire more and more and more and more. And that's what happens. You see in this material world also. You know, when somebody doesn't have any money or doesn't have power, he is very cool. The moment you get something, some money, you feel like I should make. Like, you know, when I was small, there was one friend of my father who would always say, that in this world, everyone is running after money. Somebody who has 1,000 rupees will run after 1 lakh. Somebody who has 1 lakh will run after 1 crore. Somebody who has 1 crore will run after 10 crores. Somebody who has 10 crores will run after 100 crores. So there's no end to it. I did not understand what he was saying, but now I realize that, you know, that the moment you have more money, you want to, you know, get some power. You want to exercise your control on some things. And then you get more, then you want to exercise control on so many other things. More, 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 more. You know? Then maybe you want to become a politician. Or you want to own a particular team. Whatever. You know? No end to it. Moment you become a politician, you want to become a minister. Maybe you want to become a chief minister. You want to become a XYZ. And then no end to it. So, expectations go on increasing in this world. When there's power, just go on increasing. And then what happens when you don't get it, then what comes is frustration. And each one of this material world, it is said that when you expect something, the laws of this material world is such that it will not fulfill those desires. All your desires will never be fulfilled in this world. It will always make you miserable. And then when you have more expectations, when those are not fulfilled, lead to frustration. Your intelligence goes on. Dhyayate vashan pumsam. Sangasti supajayate, sangat sanjayate kama, kamat krodo vijayate. Krodat bhavat sambhava, sambhava smriti bibrama, smriti bramshad buddhinasha pranashyati. So then in this material world, as soon as you get attached to something, lust. It's not fulfilled, there's anger. Anger is not then without anger, the bewilderment of memory, intelligence is lost and completely lost. So it is said that the more you get, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj is mentioning, the more you get, the more you demand. And then you get infatuated. And when you get infatuated, I mean don't get it, you get frustrated. So, this is the state of the world that we live in. That whenever false ego becomes very prominent in our lives, then we become blind to the things that are around us. We fail to understand that, you know, whatever we have or whatever is happening around us is by the will of the Lord or by the grace of the Supreme Lord. So, that's what, you know, one fails to understand. So false ego is the greatest enemy for all of us. And that's why Srila Prabhupada mentions that gratitude is a prerequisite for one to be Krishna conscious. One need to be grateful for the gifts that one receives in this material world. When one is grateful, then he actually is in a proper consciousness. So it is said that, you know, Srila Prabhupada mentions that to be grateful, one needs to have a very simple heart. And simple and grateful, they are inseparable. If you are simple, then you will become grateful. You will see things around and you will acknowledge the presence of the Lord in all those things around which you see in this material world. So, he was mentioning in one place that humility is not that, you know, you just come forward and then bow your head in front of others and say, I offer my obeisances to you, you know, or you just appear to be very meek. Humility, he was saying that humility means that a devotee in different situations knows that everything is good, what is happening in him, and with folded palms, he just thanks the Lord. And then he says that I deserve more, but then, you know, if this is your plan, my dear Lord, I accept it. That is what is humility. We all know these famous lines by Lord Brahma, Lord Brahma's prayers in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. When he was humiliated. Same thing happened with Brahma. Brahma had the power. He thought he is the master of the universe. Of course, he is, in the sense, one sense, because he is a creator. You know, he was the first person in this universe. And then, after that, everything was created. So definitely, you know, that thing goes in your head. You become proud. So Brahmaji became proud about his. And then he was wondering, how can this small child be the supreme personality? Because he saw that, you know, he's just putting his food in somebody else's mouth, from that person's friend's mouth, he puts it in his mouth. See, this may not be the same supreme personality order whom I worship. And he just hid all the coward boys of his and the cows into the cave. And he wanted to see the fun. He was playing with fire, actually. He was playing with his boss. Huh? Nobody can dare to play with the boss in the office, right? Can anyone dare to go to the boss's office and say, let me just steal some books from here and keep it in my book. Let me see how the boss reacts. If the boss knows, you will be fired. Gone. That's the end of your day. You will have to look for some other job. Right? So, Brahmaji was playing with his boss. He actually was stealing his intimate associates. Someone whom he loved the most. Huh? Like, for Krishna, his boys, his friends were very dear to him. The cows were very dear to him. And what did Brahmaji do? Brahmaji just stole away all those cows. The cows, in fact, and the boys. And he was saying, let me see the fun. But then the moment he came back, he saw that the same coward boys and cows were around. Krishna had expanded into all the coward boys and cows. And he became so bewildered. With his four heads, he could not understand how it's happening. So he went back and forth, he went to the cave, he found that they are sleeping, and he came back again, he found that they are still there. So he got completely bewildered. And then he saw all those personalities transforming into 400 forms of Vishnu, and then he understood that this is my boss. I played with fire. And then what to do now? He actually, you know, came down and offered obeisances. I started offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. First, Krishna did not look at him also. You know, the acharyas mentioned, what is the difference between Indra and Brahma? Same thing. Indra also had power. He tried to destroy the Lord. The difference between Indra and Brahma was that Indra actually got all the Brijvasis together. But in this case, Brahmaji separated all his associates away from the Lord. So the Lord was not ready to look at him also. Brahmaji with folded form started offering obeisances, prayers after prayers, verses after verses. And then that mention is there. Tatenu kampam sushamikshamano bunjan mayotap kritam bhagam. Ridvag vapurvi vidhana namaste jiveti mukti padesa dhayabam. So the translation goes on like this. My dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, words and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. So then Brahmaji says that, you know, that one who accepts all those trials, tribulations in his life, considering that it is a result of his past sinful activities, and with folded palms thanks the Lord for everything that he has got, you know, thinking that he deserved more, but then by the Lord's mercy I am got less, that person is a rightful heir to the kingdom of God. So this was actually Brahmaji's prayer. It is said that, you know, a devotee in Krishna consciousness, he is supposed to be very simple, have a very simple heart, and he should acknowledge the presence of the Lord in each and everything around him. A devotee acknowledges the natural gifts that he receives from the Lord. What are the natural gifts that we receive? The grains, the fruits, the vegetables, the rivers, the hills. Srila Prabhupada mentions the hills made of jewels. All these are the natural gifts which the Lord gives. And it's mentioned, Srila Prabhupada says, that human prosperity flourishes by natural gifts and not by the gigantic industrial enterprises. Because industrial enterprises are made by us. Whereas all the other things, the natural gifts which are there, are given by the Lord himself. Srila Prabhupada mentions that ultimately for you to survive, you can't survive on nuts and bolts from the factories. What you need to survive on are these grains, fruits, vegetables. You know, unless until somebody doesn't grow these fruits and vegetables and grains, we cannot survive in this world. Like I was in Kolhapur just a week back. And same situation over there also, all the agricultural lands are becoming non-agricultural. So a devotee who from childhood has been always been, you know, for lush green land and cultivation, always into that natural, he says, I feel frustrated when I see all these things happening here in Kolhapur also. Because Kolhapur is supposed to be completely fertile land. It can, you know, generate so much of crops for most of us to survive also. But now slowly, slowly those land are only cultivated or converted into non-agricultural. And he was saying that they don't realize that ultimately for us to survive, then we need to survive on grains only, which will not get. And everything is becoming costlier and costlier. Right? What was available for 20 rupees kilo is now 200 rupees a kilo. Dal cost 20 times more. Everything is costly. Fruits, if you want to buy, you know, nothing below 200 rupees a kg. What is 200 and, you know, there are times when you could just get for just 10 rupees kilo or 20 rupees kilo. Somebody in this world at this time may understand, maybe he's telling lies, but then that was a situation which was there earlier and now it's, so everything becoming costlier. But then we understand that, you know, unless until we have those gifts from Mother Earth, we will not be able to survive. Then what are the other natural gifts? The sunshine, Srila Prabhupada mentions, the moonshine. If the sun is not there, none of us will be able to survive. You know, you cannot do anything. Nothing will grow. The moon gives nourishment to all the plants. Air. You know, if you close your nose for say maybe few seconds, we'll start suffocating. We want air. We want fresh air. People want to walk in nature. Nature park. You know, most of the hoardings are there. Nice, lush green park for you. You know, they sell their things with this, you know. You have ample space around and nice walking. You'll find some lady walking in the, you know, some advertisement like this. For advertisement, ladies are there. Just to attract. But the point here to note is that, you know, air. Can we all survive without air? Has anybody even thought about it for a minute and say, if there is no air, probably I cannot live here. So shouldn't I thank the Lord for this? Has anybody stopped for a moment and say, thank you very much for giving me air? At least I have not done that. But now after reading, I thought I should do it. Water. You know, water, you cannot survive without water. If there is no water, you cannot cook also. Forget about anything, survive. You cannot cook. Drinking water is one thing. Most of the delicious items, you cannot do anything without water. Forget that. You want to wash your hands also, you need water. To wash your hands. To clean something, you need water. To clean the floor, you need water. For everything you need. So, you know, Surya Dev, Chandra Dev, water, air, all these are the natural gifts of the Lord. But we have no time to acknowledge that particular aspect of the Lord's mercy. We are not thought about taking time off and say, thank you, my dear Lord, for all these things. Thank you for the wonderful gifts that you are giving us in the form of grains, in the form of fruits, the vegetables, the sun, the moon, the air, the water, and everything else around. You know, we don't have time to think about it. We are just busy, you know, trying to achieve what I can for my own pleasure and then move ahead. We don't have time to sit and think about it. But these are the natural gifts of the Lord, for which we need to acknowledge and thank. Prabhupada mentions that we become obedient to the laws of God and don't exploit Mother Earth, then there is no scarcity in this world. The scarcity is just because we are exploiting and exploiting beyond its limit, and that's why the Mother Earth doesn't give anything, or there is scarcity because of, you know, our selfish attitude. Srila Prabhupada mentions, simply enjoying the gifts of this world is like thieves and rogues. So if you all don't acknowledge the gifts that we are receiving, then we are nothing but rogues and thieves. Why? Because we are just taking it for granted without acknowledging. That means we are stealing away the Lord's property. When I was in the college and when I was in the surgery department, my professor told me a very wonderful point, and that I always keep in my mind. He said that if you respect the tissues will respect you. In other words, you know, if you want to cut the tissue also, if you do it very gently and nicely, then you'll get a good response also. If you butcher it up, then you'll get a complication. Same thing is applied in this world. That if you do not respect or if you don't acknowledge what you are receiving, then you are going to get a reaction from Mother Nature. Right? That's what happens. Then we should acknowledge for whatever reciprocations we receive from the Lord actually. You know, one is the gifts, the second is the reciprocation. Now what do you mean by reciprocation? It said that, you know, many times when we have to ask for something, we just go and pray. But then when we receive, we just forget. We just forget, right? Like many times the children, students come and say, exams, please, let me pass. And once they pass, they don't say thank you very much. They think that it's because of me. Ha, ye to kya, ye to easy tha. Question was easy. But who gives that remembrance? Who gives the intelligence? Suppose if you forget at that time, it happens, many times happens, like during one exam, I was fully prepared. And then as soon as I sat down and a paper was given. This was a final year exam, actually, final year exam. Just I opened the question paper, I received a question paper and everything became blank. I thought I don't know anything. Actually started crying for 10 minutes. I did not remember anything. I was thinking how I can write this answer. Now if I don't write, I'll fail. Fortunately, supervisor was so nice. He just came to me and said, what happened to you? You know everything. And of course, he doesn't know me. But then he just said, you know everything. He got me some water. He said, just be cool and just think and write. And after 10 minutes, then everything I remembered. Everything I remembered. And then wrote. And I topped that particular subject also. But my point in telling you is that if the Lord wants to forget, you to forget, you cannot remember at all. Even if you have studied also and gone for exam, you cannot. You have to depend on Him. You have to depend on Him. Matas prithir jnanam apo anamcha. You have to, you know, depend on the Lord. Please. I have to vomit out in the paper. You know, but then when happens, when ekdam easy tha. Bahut easy tha. And then you forget that, you know, it was actually the Lord who actually gave that remembrance. But what happens before the exam, they say, please, my dear Lord, let me just, and then once something happens, then you forget. You know? So when you are in difficulty, you remember, but when everything's over, then you just forget. Same thing happened to Sugriva. Sugriva wanted Lord Ram's help to kill Vali. And the agreement was that, once you made the king, then you help me find Sita. That was a contract. But after Sugriva became the king, he started enjoying. He forgot that he is supposed to help Lord Ram find Sita. Then Lakshman had to remind him that you had taken a contract with Lord Ram that you are supposed to find Sita. Right? That's what happens with all of us, actually. So one has to acknowledge the reciprocation of the Lord. The Lord is always there to reciprocate with your desires. You know, when you put forward your proposal to Him, the Lord, you know, reciprocates. But then, you know, when He reciprocates, we are not there to actually reciprocate. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that, you know, the way when Lord reciprocates, how do you have to react? By your surrender and your service. That Lord is doing something for me, I should actually do something again for the Lord in the form of surrender and service. You know? And Srila Prabhupada mentions that when there is reciprocation between the Lord and the devotee, then it's a very conscious act. But if you don't reciprocate, then you are a stone. You know, it's like that. That's how it heavy it is. And the Lord is always there to reciprocate. Arjun surrendered to the Lord's orders. And what did Lord become? The Lord became His charioteer actually. Such a, you know, menial position that the Lord is ready to take for His devotee. Is there anything lower than that? Just to become a charioteer, it's like becoming a driver aaj ke din mein. You know, you become a driver, right? So Lord became a charioteer for Arjun, because Arjun acknowledged everything. In fact, not only Arjun, the Pandavas, you know, acknowledged everything that they had in their life. They never asked the question why. They always surrendered and they always were ready to serve the Lord. The Lord was ready to serve them. The Lord's, you know, reciprocal form of being the chariot driver. Right? It said that Lord fulfills everyone's desires. In fact, Yashoda wanted to have the Lord as a child. And the Lord came as young child and reciprocated with Yashoda Mata's desire. All the childhood pastimes, the Lord actually exhibited it with Yashoda Mai. Right? So, you know, if you are not, if you say something and if you don't mean it, then the Lord will also reciprocate accordingly. Ye yathamam prapadyante tam satave bhajamyam. Just as you approach me, I reciprocate with you. You know, if you are very sincere, genuinely you are expressing a desire, then Lord will also reciprocate. But if you are just, you know, just for the sake of, you just do it superficially, then the Lord will also act with you superficially. Like there's a nice story, you know, like a beggar, he goes to a merchant's place and he has a very big bungalow and huge lawn, everything. He understood that this person is a very rich person. So what happens, this person, beggar, goes that if I glorify him very nicely, he will give me something. So he goes to him and starts glorifying. Oh, you are so nice, you are so wonderful, and you are so glorious, you are so... So the merchant understands that this person is unnecessarily trying to glorify. Best thing, the beggar would have said, you know, I am hungry, please give me something. But the beggar, merchant did it. But he was thinking that he should do that, start glorifying. So merchant also thought, I'll teach him a lesson. So merchant said, oh, my dear wife, please get one glass of milk. So he's thinking that, you know, if because I glorify this much, I am getting glass of milk. So he just goes and glorify more. He says, my dear wife, just get one nice, you know, gift. And he thinks that, oh, maybe. My dear wife, get a nice chadar for him. Nice dress for him. So, you know, he just goes on. But he's seeing that, you know, I am glorifying. Nothing is coming out from inside. So he says, my dear sir, please tell me, I have been waiting for all those things which are asking your wife to get it out. Where is it? He said, how did you glorify? He said, by words. He says, even I also did with words. Even I just reciprocated with your words. So that's what happens, you know. But if you have genuinely, you just express your desires in front of Allah, Lord reciprocates and then acknowledge that particular aspect. Also, one should acknowledge the audience of the Lord. Audience means the presence of the Lord in the form of Archa Vigraha. Here at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath is waiting here patiently for all of us, accepting our prayers, our, you know, whatever wishes that are there. It is said that before, you know, installation of the deities, His Holiness Bhakti Vidyavan Maharaj was saying that whenever a new temple is to be constructed and we get the deities ready for the Lord, ready for the temple, you know, the earlier night the Lord is made to sleep and there's a nice bed made for the Lord. But then He's not woken up early in the morning at 4 o'clock. They wake up the Lord at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, late. So His Grace Gaurampu asked, why like that? So He gave a nice answer. He said, this is the last time the Lord is going to sleep. After that, He is going to stand for eternity for all the devotees to come. So let Him rest for some time. Let Him rest. Because baad mein wo khade rahenge to khade hi rehna padega. Hum logo ko to baithne ko milta hai. He can't sit standing. And what a wonderful way, you know, where we can go and offer our prayers. He is there, always there, smiling, and you have to just come express your desires, your problems, whatever it is, you know, like I went to His Holiness Radha Swami Maharaj many years back, 20 years back. That time I had very intense situation, problems. He just listened to everything. He said, you should both go in front of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath and pray to them sincerely. So then we did that. And then, since then, whenever we have any problem, just go in front of Him and then offer our, you know, prayers, our problems, like that. Pratipa nahi tumi sakshat Vrajendra Nandana. The Lord is not a statue or idol. He is Sakshat Vrajendra Nandana. It's His merciful form which has come into this world for the benefit of all of us. He actually reciprocates. He is Sakshat Vrajendra Nandana. He is Lord Himself. It's not that, you know, He is in the... Lord is in the... No, He is. He is Gopinath. When you go to the spiritual world, you will find the same personality there. Supreme personality, same form. You know, dancing and playing on his flute. Sakshat Vrajendra Nandana. And then we have so many, wonderful stories that we hear. Many of them, you know, are in the scriptures. One glaring example is of Kirchor Gopinath, where Madhvendpuri, you know, he had a desire to taste that sweet rice which was offered to Gopinath. He just desired. He just desired. It's not, you know, he wanted to offer to his Gopal. So when he went to Remuna and he asked the Pujari, ki, what is the best that they offer here to Gopinath? And they said, the kheer is Amrita Keli. It's called Amrita Keli. It's the best which is offered. More nectar here. And then said that when the offering was going on, Madhvendpuri saw those pots and he was thinking that let me just, if the Pujari would have given me, I would have tasted it and I would have made the same for my Lord Gopal. So it said that suddenly it struck him that the Lord has not at all accepted now and I am thinking of tasting it. How sinful I am. And then he rushes out of the temple. He didn't want to show his face also. He goes into the marketplace. But when the curtain closes, Gopinath comes in a dream of the Pujari and tells that ki, I have stolen one pot of kheer for my devotee Madhvendra Puri. So please come take that pot and give it to him. Pujari is shocked. He gets up. He goes, actually finds that pot of kheer behind the curtain and then goes and gives it to Madhvendra Puri. He says, you are the most fortunate that the Lord has actually stolen the pot of kheer for you. Now, if he is just a statue, how can he steal? How can he steal if he is just a statue? He is not a statue. He is the Lord. And because he is the Lord, he can do anything. He can steal all and still keep all the pots as it is also. He can do anything. Right? Sakshi Gopal, the Lord walked all the way to Vijayanagar. Just to Vijayanagar, Vidyanagar, na? Vijayanagar. So, there he went to become a witness. So, we find that, you know, so many places, the Lord reciprocates. Just to give his darshan, the Lord turns 180 degrees. To give darshan to Kanaka Das, who was not allowed to enter into the Udupi temple. So, from then onwards, the front door entrance is closed. And it said that whoever is to take darshan has to first take darshan through the Kanakana Kindi. Kanakana Kindi means it's a window of Kanaka Das. Kanakana Kindi. Kindi is window in Kannada. Kannada is called Kindi. Kanaka Kindi means Kanakana Kindi. So you have to first take darshan through that, then you enter the temple and take darshan. The Lord turned. Once it turns, he turns. Then it doesn't. Then for rest of eternity is like that. So my point here is to mention that the Lord is here and we have to acknowledge the presence of the Lord here in the temple. That's why we have so many rules that when you come to temple, you should not talk any prajalpa, you know, not talk nonsense, because the Supreme Personality is right in front of you and is here to give his darshan to everyone. So one has to acknowledge the audience of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada mentions that Lord is omnipotent and all-powerful. And therefore, by his archavigra incarnation, he can accept the service of devotees just to make it convenient for a person in conditioned life. Because we are not able to see Lord everywhere, so a person in conditioned life, just to make it convenient for a person in conditioned life, the Lord is coming here in the form of archavigraha. Then we also acknowledge the presence of the Lord, not when everything is going on nice also, but even in trials and tribulations also in our life. When there are problems which come in our life, then that time also we should acknowledge the presence of the Lord. Just like in this drama we saw that a king's finger was cut. He did not. But the minister acknowledged that it is the Lord's mercy. And when he was put into prison also, that time the minister said it is still the Lord's mercy. He did not say, for you, your hand was cut, it is Krishna's mercy. But my going to the jail is why? He didn't ask like that. That also acknowledges Krishna's mercy, right? So it is said that the tribulations, the problems or situations in life come, to make a devotee strong. Just like gold, if it has to be made pure, then it has to put into fire. All the impurities go off and then... So like when the trials and tribulations come, they make a person very strong. Just like for a student, if there are no exams, how can you evaluate? Alright? And how will you know where a person stands? The tests are there so that they can go to a higher level. Then those tests, once they pass, then they go to a higher level. Like that. So that's how the tests are actually meant for that. So the trials and tribulations, they are like stepping stones to success. They just go make you stronger, more stronger, more stronger. It's like this. So it is said that when situations come in a life like that, tribulations, externally we have to deal with those situations. It's not that when things come, you say, it's your mercy, I just don't do anything. No. Externally we have to deal with the situations. But internally, we understand or we have this particular consciousness that, my dear Lord, I don't understand why this is happening. But I have faith that in the association of devotees, I have faith that whatever is happening is because of you. And you are the one who is taking care of my life. And if this is what I need for my progress in spiritual life, rather than becoming frustrated, I will like to understand how I can see the inconceivable form or mercy of the Lord. Let me just understand this. Internally, we should always be in that mood. I may not be able to understand why this is happening, but I have faith that whatever is happening with me is for my own good. So let me just go through this and let me just be given the strength to understand and to go through, and at the same time take shelter of your name and your devotees. So, when you are in this consciousness, then you are rightly placed. In fact, as Brahmaji mentions, that when something happens like this, when some situations come like this, we just think that I just deserve more, but maybe by the Lord's mercy, I am just getting a very, token, problems. And I thank the Lord for that. So that's how we should think about. We also acknowledge the Lord for all the knowledge that we are receiving. All the knowledge, the education that you receive. Right? Lord comes and then He gives instructions through Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. The instructions are given through his representatives. So all those things are there which make us more strong, and we understand that. Because knowledge, like Srila Prabhupada mentioned, my books are the basis, the foundation. So when we have knowledge, understanding the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, then what happens is that it makes us more strong and more convinced about our, being in Krishna consciousness. So that's very important. So scriptures are the most important thing, and we understand that these are the words of the Lord, and we acknowledge that also. Then we acknowledge the facilities, the friends, the family members, their contributions in our life also. It is said that a man has to live in a society, and he doesn't grow alone. He grows, because of the culture, raised in the family, culture that the parents have given, the body that the parents have given. So acknowledge that particular aspect and thank the Lord for giving that body. Why? Because that body is going to be used in the service of the Lord. If you have no body, then probably how can you do anything? So you have to actually acknowledge that. And not only that, the facilities. Whatever may be that, your position in the society, maybe in the form of wealth or whatever, knowledge, whatever you may have, all those things need to be acknowledged. And not only that, for our own sake, for our progress in spiritual life, we acknowledge the presence of our dear friends, the dear devotees. Without them, we will not be able to do anything at all. Association of devotees is a must for all of us. If someone thinks that I can progress in spiritual life without devotees' association, then he is in illusion, actually. We need association of Vaishnavas to just push us forward. Not only that, inspiration, everything, you know. Like, wonderful association of Vaishnavas make us, we come here, we hear, we get inspired. Very nice shloka is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, where Kapila Muni instructs his mother, Devahuti, Satam prasanga mamavirya sammido bhavanti ritkarna rasayana katha yad joshna dashva apvarga vartamani shraddharatir bhakti anukramishyati. Satam prasanga mamavirya sammido. When you are in the association of Vaishnavas and discussing about mamavirya sammido, you are doing discussion about my glories and activities. Bhavanti ritkarna rasayana katha. These wonderful narrations, they become very nectarian for the ears. And what happens? Yad joshna dasha apvarga vartamani, apavarga vartamani, that highway opens up. Pavarga is pa, fa, ba, ba, ma. Parishram, fame, bandhan, bhay, mrityu. Apavarga means beyond all this. And the highway opens, and what happens? Three things happen simultaneously. Shraddha, rati and bhakti. Shraddha, rati and bhakti anukramishyati. They happen on the spot. So this is a very powerful force. Association of Vaishnavas is a powerful force. When you are with the Vaishnavas, then, you know, it's like in the train. Like, you know, anybody who travels during the rush hours will understand that. You know, if you are standing on the doorway and the next station is Andheri and you want to get on at Borivali, you cannot say, I'll get on at Borivali. You have to get on with them. That force is there. They'll push you. Even if you don't run also, they will take you. Or the other way around, if you want to get on Andheri, just stand near the doorway. You don't do anything, everyone will push you out. Or you want to get inside, everyone will push you in also. So this is like that. So whether you want or not to progress, there are devotees around who will push you. You know, who will push you ahead. You know, there's someone who will say, Prabhu, you're not chanting or you're not come. Many days I've not seen you. Please come for this program. Please come for this. Very nice. This, so and so. You know, like that. So devotee association is very wonderful. So they are actually our friends, basically. So we have to acknowledge that. And also we acknowledge the understanding nature of the Lord. Understand that Lord is a person. At the same time, He ignores the bad qualities within us and accepts the good things. That's the Lord's nature. Very nice example, you know, like a goldsmith. When you take your gold to a goldsmith for polishing, what happens? The goldsmith just uses that stone for polishing, you know, uses that. So every time he uses, he just has to rub it. Or sometimes even to test also, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, he just gives the thing back. He takes it, just tests it, or maybe polishes or tests whatever. He just takes it and gives it back to the customer. Then somebody else comes, he again polishes it, or maybe tests and takes it, gives it back. At the end of the day, he has quite a lot of gold which is collected, but whatever it may be, this much may be there, but that is for himself. You know, that's like for him. So Lord is like that. So Lord, what happens is that when somebody offers anything to him, the Lord accepts, but he accepts the genuine service attitude of the person, devotee, and ignores everything else. And like this, collectively he just accepts everything, and then whatever is there, he just takes that as an offering from the devotee and gives it back. So it's said that, you know, in Jagannath Puri, the Lord has big eyes. And big eyes, why? Because he wants to see whatever small thing a devotee is doing. For you need a magnifying glass, na? is a big eye, just to see if there's something very small, any insignificant thing that devotee does, he wants to see that. And then in Ranganath, he's just closing his eyes because he wants to shut down his eyes from seeing anything, any faults that a devotee is doing. You know, so the Lord ignores the faults of his devotees, but he is very much alert to see if somebody is doing something nice. Even a little bit of act, if the Lord does, the Lord acknowledges that and keeps it in his, and that goes into your credit, whatever you've done. What to speak of if somebody does consciously, how much the Lord will really, like, you know, there's a nice story, not story, a song which Purandar Das in South is mentioning, you know, that if you are sitting and if you are sleeping and chanting, then the Lord sits and hears. If you are sitting and chanting, Lord stands and hears. If you are standing and chanting, the Lord dances. And what to speak of if you dance and chant and everything. So, it is said that Krishna actually sees the intention. It is said that when one commits mistake, there is a nice saying, when somebody sent to me, very nice. He said, when the loved ones commit mistakes or hurt you, you should have faith that the wrong was done in tension, T-N-S-I-O-N. When somebody commits mistakes or this one, understand that that person had done intention, not intention. It was not intention, but in tension mein kiya tha. So we should also be doing like that. You know, when somebody behaves with us in a very, odd way, which is not proper, then we suddenly like to, react. So instead of that, we should think that, probably it is done in tension, not intention. Because we should give the benefit of doubt to the person. Why? Because the Lord does it with us like that. Suppose if the Lord has to take each and every aspect into consideration, this fellow has not even come for a single day, not a single Sunday has come to my temple to give his audience. Only once in a year he comes, I reject him. What will happen to us? No way. We cannot go anywhere else. Kahan jayenge hum log? But if Lord is like this, he's still waiting. Even if you come once in a year also, Lord is very happy. He's still smiling. Okay, you have come at least. That's the Lord's nature actually. The Lord is always very, 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 very compassionate. Because he sees his intention. Like we all know the story of Lord Ram. Lord Ram was ready to kill Ravan. But when Vibhishan came to take shelter, everyone opposed. He said, no, he may be a traitor. But Lord Ram told that he has taken my shelter, I accept him. He says, today, even if Ravan comes and says, I take shelter of you, I'll accept him. Just imagine, the person who was ready to, personality was ready to behead Ravan, he is saying that if he comes now and takes shelter and says, I'm yours, I'll accept him. So we have this such a merciful Lord whom we can take. And that brings us to that one point that we should acknowledge the Lord's love for all of us and kindness. Lord is always, when we hear all these things, we understand that Lord is a lovable person. He loves all of us. Just like parents love the children, the parent may slap the child or sometimes maybe embrace the child, but the parent always loves the child. The child may not understand. Child at that moment may think that my father is or my mother is, very rude with me. But then when they grow up, they will understand that, yes, my parents loved me. So Krishna is like that. Krishna is that person who is that loyal person, and he loves each and every one of us. The very reason is that he loves is that he sends his devotees for our purpose, for our sake. He gives us the holy name whom we can take shelter. He comes in a form of Archa Vigraha. Time and again he comes in different forms just so that we can get attracted to him. And what to speak of, different species of life we have taken birth, and the Lord is always coming with us. Is there anyone who can come like this? Even when you take birth as a worm also he is there as Paramatma, waiting when I'll come. Okay, I am coming with you. He is always there. He is never separate from us. Friend in need is a friend indeed, you know. We may have many friends, but at a time when we leave the body, the friends will come till the funeral area and they go back. They'll not say we'll come with you. But the Lord is someone that, you know, in whatever species of life we are in, you know, He gives instructions, He gives, but if you don't accept it and we get into some other species, He is also there. He is always there with us and just say, I am there with you. I am always there. You know, and He is always there to guide us and instruct us. So who can be so, so merciful? Right? And He has given us this particular life full of bliss. Krishna consciousness is a life full of bliss only. Like Srila Prabhupada mentions that, you know, once you are in the moment, Krishna consciousness moment, life is joyful. You only dance and enjoy. There's nothing like boredom in Krishna consciousness. You have nice feast. I put on weight because of Krishna consciousness only. I was very thin. You know, so much of prasad to have. So many kirtan sessions. You cannot say you are bored. You know, like you can utilize your time in reading or maybe hearing some bhajans or maybe chanting the bhajans or maybe glorifying the Lord, come in the temple and be here. And you never grow old. When I see my colleagues, means my devotee colleagues I am saying, 20 years before and now, they look the same. Means they are always joyful, happy. Face also is never changed. You know, it's like that. And today only in the morning I was hearing, you know, my dear friend Dwarkadish Prabhu's class, which was 20 years back, I think 15 years back. Same enthusiasm, the same, you know, thing, same punches, you know, like that. So it's the same. Everything is same, nothing changes. It's so wonderful. And we have to acknowledge that particular aspect. So I just, this was actually the acronym for grateful. Actually, just to repeat that I said, one has to acknowledge the gifts that the Lord gives to all of us, that is G. One has to reciprocate with the Lord's love, what he does for us. Reciprocate with our Lord, this R. A stands for audience. One has to acknowledge the audience of the Lord in the form of Archa Vigraha. The trials and tribulations, that's T. You know, one accept even the trials and tribulations, that as a mercy of the Lord. Then Lord gives us education. That's E. Then the Lord, you know, we acknowledge the presence in the form of He is giving us family, friends, the facilities. Then U stands for, you know, understanding nature of the Lord. And L stands for love. So that makes Him grateful. So we always should feel grateful to Him for whatever we have received in this world. We have to be always Krishna conscious. And once you are in this mood, then as Holy Radhana Swami Maharaj mentions that if you are simple and grateful and humble, then it will melt the heart of the Lord. So it said that only when you are grateful, then your heart is fertile and the mercy will penetrate. But he said, if you are proud, then it will deflect the mercy. And he said, the devotees are beautiful because of the gracious and humble nature. Why the devotees are beautiful? Not because they have a very fair complexion or they have decorated the face very nicely. But the devotees are beautiful because of the grateful nature. So it said, anyone who has that gratitude in his heart, anyone who has that, you know, anything that he thanks the Lord, thanks the devotees for whatever he has received in his life, then that person becomes beautiful. You know, beautiful externally also, beautiful inside also, and beautiful eyes of the Lord also. So, but he said, if you are proud, he said that it will deflect the mercy. So, the mercy may come, but because of pride, it just goes away. But if you are grateful, then the heart is fertile, it will receive the mercy. So, he said, love can only be in a grateful heart. So, one need to be grateful for everything that we have received. Never at any moment we should lose an opportunity to say thank you. Whenever somebody does anything to you, should never lose that opportunity to say thank you. Like once His Holiness Ramaswamy Maharaj in a Srimad Bhagavatam class, at the end of the class, he says, how many husbands say thank you to their wives? Please raise your hand, you know. So, very instructive. We sometimes take for granted people who are near to us. We think that, yeah, for him what I should say, I should not, there's no need. It's, no, but then think that for every act, whatever somebody has done for us, maybe your next near devotee, your wife, your husband, or your closest associate, whoever is there, we should always take the opportunity, go to him and say thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the opportunity for service. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for your, you know, that's the end of, you know, like whatever activity we do, we never lose an opportunity to say thank you, because that's one of the virtuous qualities of a Vaishnava. And that particular quality will actually open the doors for us to the spiritual world. Because only a grateful heart can attract the mercy of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So I take this opportunity to personally thank Srila Prabhupada for giving us a wonderful society for Krishna consciousness. I thank my spiritual master for giving me this new life. Thank all the devotees for inspiring me for all these years. And I thank each and every one of you for making my life wonderful. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Kirtan, Hare Krishna.